From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. At least half of the people who rent a home live paycheck to paycheck. That's according to the nonprofit group Jesse Tree, and those renters often have to move a lot. Now, all of that movement means children get shipped from school to school, which, as you can imagine, disrupts their education. So now the United Way of the Treasure Valley and Jesse Tree are getting together for a program to help families at risk of getting evicted in Canyon County to stay housed and for those children to stay in school. So joining us to talk about the program are Ali Robbie, the head of Jesse Tree, and Nora Carpenter, president and CEO of United Way of Treasure Valley. I want to welcome both of you back to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Ali, can I start with you? How did this program come about?
We have been in conversation with United Way for many years, and they know the great need for case management services and homeless prevention services in the community. And they were able to create a partnership with the Seymour Institute to fund two case manager positions for us for 2 years.
And is that where the money came from for the program?
Yes. So the funding will pay for two case manager positions who will be focusing on preventing eviction and homelessness and families that are at risk of eviction and homelessness for this year and next year. And those two case managers will be focusing on serving tenants in Canyon County and outlying rural areas, providing them with case management at our NAMPA office, Jesse Tree's NAMPA office, as well as in schools and meeting tenants directly in their homes as well.
And Ali, I mean, how bad is the problem of homelessness in Canyon County?
Yeah, so in Canyon County, there aren't as many homeless services or shelters available. So the numbers are really difficult to track. A lot of people are living in their cars or couch surfing with friends and family. And so we don't really know the scale of the issue, but we do know that a lot of people are heading to eviction court and going to shelters for the very first time in their lives, primarily because they can't afford their rent or rent increases that are happening to them. And this is even true in Canyon County, where rent has increased quite a bit over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm.
And so you mentioned kind of how the program will work with these two case managers, Ali. Will the case managers be able to stabilize the families and the children? And if so, can you give us some examples of how that would work?
Yeah, so Jesse Tree provides rental assistance, but we also provide case management services. And I think that's really where the magic happens. Our case managers do a lot of work with families to help them look at their budget, their income, and their expenses, and give them ideas for ways they can cut expenses or increase their income. They'll also help them set goals to address any barriers that led them to this situation in the first place. And they'll connect them to community resources. We have a lot of amazing resources here in Idaho, and a lot of people don't know about it. So one example that we recently worked with was a family that had a kid that had a disability, and they didn't know that they could access certain resources through their Medicaid eligibility. So they connected them to a couple of these organizations, and now their kid has really great wraparound services. And this is allowing them now to save money, save time, and hopefully they won't end up in this situation again. But I think because of the case management services that we provide, we know that 95% of the families we've served over the last few years are still in housing and have not gone to shelter. So
Nora, why was it important for the United Way of the Treasure Valley to get involved with this program?
Well, United Way works with Jesse Tree and many, many other organizations to really unite the best of each organization's skill. In this case, we all know that housing is a very, very, very serious and pressing issue for us in this area. And there is a great deal of opportunity to bring together the best of the best to provide unique services and to have services that really suit the needs of different geographic areas in our community, because they're not all the same. Mm-hmm. When the Seymour Institute, who happens to be from Ohio, was following the national news of our housing situation here, they reached out to United Way with a particular interest because of the community's greater success with the community school strategy, this idea of co-location of resources that really help families find financial stability, stay housed, hopefully, with the one of many benefits, and that is to keep children in their home school to reduce the stress, the trauma, and hopefully mitigate at potential academic loss because students may have to jump from school to school as their family moves around for housing. So housing is one of those, this sounds really, really obvious to say, but it is one of those sort of baseline needs that has multiple benefits. And one of them is keeping students safely in their school mm-hmm. that they're comfortable with and ultimately benefits them academically.
Well, and Nora, let's talk a little bit more about that and the importance of keeping a child in the same school. Because I know the United Way does so much with, literacy readiness, and you have volunteers who help with that. And I know just from my own personal experience, I mean, I moved in the middle of third grade. I mean, we moved states, but we moved. And where what I had been learning in one school district was not the same in what I was learning in another school district. And it does have, I mean, even when you have all the resources, it's hard for a child to keep up when it's not the same.
You are very correct. Most of us have had the experience maybe of somewhere in our childhood of that very experience, jumping schools and discovering that the things you were studying in one school are not the things that they are currently studying in that same school, or they're not being presented in the same way. Students, particularly young students, really bond with teachers. They create a bond mm-hmm. of trust. The environment is very important to them. They feel safe. They understand how to navigate the systems in a school. Family stress, particularly when they are facing eviction or experiencing homelessness, obviously ripples to the child, and school then becomes their safe anchor. So when they are displaced and move from school to school, they lose that anchor point for themselves, not only their housing situation, but also the place that they go beyond their housing that is their stability. They lose the trust of teachers, classmates, the whole ecosystem that is the school environment. So when we can mitigate that, when we can help students stay where they are most comfortable, where they are building trusting relationships, and where they're having good academic success, by keeping families in their housing to the extent possible or getting them rehoused as quickly and productively as possible, we are helping them in so many ways.
Right. I think ways that maybe we don't even really recognize or understand.
You are correct. Students come to school, particularly students from lower income families, come to school with sort of virtual backpacks, if you will, filled with all mm-hmm. sorts of stressors, wondering if they're going to have a home to go to, perhaps a hungry belly, perhaps not fitting in or being bullied. Adding to that, they have to show up and do their academic best. And so to the extent that our community, in combination with Jesse Tree and others, can lighten the load for the family, create that sense of financial and housing stability, the ripple effect of that is it allows that student to show up ready to learn, able to do their job when they get to the classroom.
And Allie, this program, we should note, is much more than just making sure people can pay some past due bills. I mean, your hope is to set these families up for long-term success.
Yes, it's not only paying their rent and getting through this short-term crisis, allowing them to avoid homelessness and keep that eviction off their record, but we're helping them plan and budget for the future so that this doesn't happen to them again and they can move forward being, you know, self-reliant and empowered to remain housed.
And Nora, this is a generous grant to get this program started. Are you looking at trying to find some long-term funding for this? Because homelessness is not going away, unfortunately.
Thank you for that question. There is always opportunity for additional investment to expand these resources. We know that in Canyon County and beyond, the need for family stability through housing is enormous. And there's always the opportunity, always space at the table for additional investment. The Seymour Family has been very generous in making a commitment for a number of years. United Way and others have agreed to step in and provide additional resources to ensure that this project is not just a one and done, because mm-hmm. this challenge is not one and done, sadly. It's going to continue here for a while. So there is plenty of room for others who wish to invest in this. Our long-term goal is to ensure that families in our more rural communities have the same access to high quality case managers who really can be their trusted friends and advocates, regardless of whether they live in a major metropolitan area or in one of our beautiful smaller communities. So it's really branching out these services and recognizing that it's important to meet people literally where they live.
So, Ellie, how do people find out more about this new program?
Yeah, so people, if they are in need of our services, can contact Jesse Tree at 208-383-9486, or they can go to our website, jessetreeidaho.org, and apply on our website, and we'll get in touch with them. Unfortunately, because needs are so great, we're not able to provide case management services to everybody who contacts us, but we can at least provide a little bit of information and support and point people in the right direction. So they should definitely give us a call, and we'll do whatever we can to keep them housed.
Well, it is so good to know that there is this program out there that will help folks in Canyon County. I want to thank both of you for the work that you do and for coming on the show today.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks.
We've been talking with Ellie Robbie, the executive director of Jesse Tree, and Nora Carpenter, president and CEO of United Way of Treasure Valley. We've been talking today about a new program. It's going to be helping children and families stay housed in Canyon County, which then will allow children to remain in one school. So an incredibly important program. Up next, a bit of a Cinderella story when it comes to a grand old church in the north end of Boise, truly rising from the ashes. So we'll have that story next. You're listening to Idaho Matters.